You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God the praise for this anointed Tuesday. Our monthly theme, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. As said previously, it's our prayer that throughout the year, the scripture will be with us, and also the scripture, Acts chapter 20, verse 32, all focused on being built up in Christ. Today, our prayer is centered on established by faith and obedience. That's the title for today, established by faith and obedience. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Now, this is a very interesting real story which we all as believers must apply to our lives. Before we go to the summary of the reflection on this scripture, when you delve into the statement that Samuel made concerning God's character, and it's very important because some of us may see God based on what maybe we've learned from Sunday school, or what our first experiences of what God has been described as. Some see God as a wicked God who is always killing people because of stories from the wilderness where Moses, those who spoke against, he killed the Egyptians. Some see God too as a loving body because of Jesus's character in how he would relate to people, like the woman with the alabaster box, and then also the Samaritan woman by the well. So it looks like sometimes there are particular views that people have of God. Some even have some views about God from their relationships with their parents. And of course, when in Sunday school, when during their first experiences with the gospel, they are told that he's our Father in heaven and our fathers on the earth, they are, let's say, when we see our fathers or our parents on the earth, they make us like an example of seeing the invisible Father in heaven. So sometimes we have all sorts of interesting, or sometimes it's just sided to just a part, but we don't see God in certain ways, or we don't see the display of his character in certain forms, because we haven't read enough, we haven't studied the word of God extensively to see the many aspects of his character. So this is a very interesting statement Samuel makes about the character of God. And he poses it in the form of a question. Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? And this question came because of something that Saul had done. Saul had sacrificed, he had offered sacrifices unto God. When Samuel, the prophet, had asked him to wait for him to come, Saul had listened to people and offered sacrifices unto God. And we should be clear that in this particular instance, it's not that Saul had gone to kill someone. It's not that Saul had gone to steal something. It's not that Saul had gone to probably covet. I mean, when we look at the Ten Commandments, it's not probably he had gone to covet someone's wife, or he had gone to, thou shalt have no idols before me, he had gone to worship some idol. I mean, in a practical sense, he had simply disobeyed an instruction. Not that simply though, but the point is that he had disobeyed an instruction regarding his assignment. He was king, and as king, he was not supposed to be offering sacrifices. It was not in his place to do so. And that's why I'm saying that with regards to his assignment. Zooming into it, we see these things. But on a general level, it's about disobedience to divine instruction. In our day, where we have a lot of visuals, where there's constant pressure, 100 ways to make money, 10 ways to make money, 15 ways to get to the top, many things that you see on social media, how the successful made it, and you see all these things, and coupled with challenges in economy, hardships, where wickedness rules, nobody seems to care about anyone, you are on your own. After school, difficulties. Where sometimes after school, you don't have a job. Sometimes after school, you just have to keep roaming, spreading letters here and there, and just doing little jobs that sometimes what you get will not even go beyond a week. Young people who have come into ministry, and sometimes someone say, tell you that, oh, let me take you somewhere. Let's pass somewhere. Let's go and see a certain spiritual father. And you know that all these things are not what is prescribed. It makes things difficult. And yet, God demands our obedience more than our sacrifice. Where the money we bring to him, he is interested about how we got that money. Where how we do our things, how we succeeded in ministry, he's interested in the how. The Lord have mercy and help each and every one of us that we will stick and walk in a life of obedience, not walking out of our assignment to do things that we shouldn't do because those ones seem more attractive. And because of that, we want to go the shortcut and not go the long way. The Lord help us. The anointing operates best in a life of faith and obedience. Disobedience weakens impact. Obedience strengthens authority. God is interested, yes, in our sacrifices and in our offerings, but he is more interested in our obedience above those sacrifices and offerings. In the case of Saul, he lost his throne because he did that which he had not been asked to do. He disobeyed. The Lord help each and every one of us that we walk in obedience. When it comes to ministry and when it comes to all the aspects of our life, I encourage you. It takes faith to walk a life of obedience with God. Concerning every area of your life, concerning your assignment, some of you know God has called you. You cannot work in a beer bar and be called and be saying that you are, when you have to go and preach to the same people that let go of this old life and walk in the newness of life with Christ Jesus. There are friends you won't be able to keep. And all these come with the demands of obedience. The Lord help us in Jesus' mighty name. I believe that 2026 will be the best year in your life ever because of God's grace for you to walk in obedience and not just going by sacrifices and burnt offerings in Jesus' mighty name. Our first prayer, Father in heaven, make me a doer of the word in public and in private in Jesus' name. And it's from James chapter 1, verse 22. That be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, help us in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. To be doers of the word and not hearers only. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that, Lord, not deceiving our own selves, but Lord, being doers of the word and not hearers only. In the mighty name of Jesus. Make us doers of the word in public and in private in Jesus' name. Rabba Baba Bushiki Bedebeam de Debe Rabba Bayam Dodododododododababa Shantedeabedebeabababa Tabadaba Yandedeabedebeabababa Yandedeabadaba Tabadaba Rabba Bayam Dedebe. Ask the Lord to help you to be a doer of the word. To be a doer of the word, both in public and in private, and in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit. By the Holy Spirit, we pray because we need His help. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are praying that, Father in heaven, help us walk by faith. In every assignment you give us in Jesus' name, let us not depart from the assignments you've given us, or how to execute the assignments. Let us not depart from it, but let us walk accordingly in obedience in the name of Jesus. Please lift up your voice in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord. 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 Jesus, I'm to you. 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 I To do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Please tell the lyricist department that Psalm 143 verse 10, they should write a song from that scripture, and we need it within the next 7 days. Psalm 143 verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. And as we sing this song, every time the Lord will grant us grace. He will grant us grace. To live lives of uprightness. We are praying that Father in heaven, teach me to do your will and lead me in uprightness in Jesus' name. Jesus said that he'll send his Holy Spirit. Today is Anointed Tuesday. We are anointed. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is in us. The Holy Spirit is God's anointing in us. That is why we are anointed. And it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we can walk in uprightness. He said that he will teach us into all truth. And so we are praying that Holy Spirit, Father in heaven, let your Holy Spirit teach me to do your will and to lead me in uprightness. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. By your Holy Spirit, Lord, teach us. Teach us to do your will. Teach us to do your will, to walk in uprightness. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies made available and for your grace made available. Lord, that any man who through faith believes in you, that you are the Son of the living God, that person will have access to eternal life. Today, accordingly, Lord, I submit myself to your authority. Please have mercy upon me, for I'm a mere sinner. And Lord, please be my Lord and be my King from today and forevermore. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, by the power of your Spirit, I can live a life that is glorious. Well, that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name. Let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of worship.
As we have prayed, by the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to walk. be established in faith and obedience. In the name of Jesus. I will bless the Lord forever. You know the song, sing it with me. I will trust in my own time. Oh, he has delivered me from all fear. And he has set my feet upon the rock. This is what I will do. Tuesday service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us 0026 000 9090. God richly bless you. Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.